Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're listening to Lorraine Gordon of A Journey Into Now. And I'm so happy to be here talking to you and hopefully helping you with manifesting the life of your dreams. And that's what today's show is about, how to manifest the life you want. And to manifest means to take a thought and bring it into the physical. And it's important for you to remember that everything was originally a thought. So everything starts out as a thought. You want to ask yourself, if thoughts are that powerful, what am I thinking about? Are you thinking about what you don't want in your life? Are you putting your attention on the things you don't like or the things you do not want? Because chances are, and many of us do this, that that's what you're seeing occur in your life. Now, this takes a lot of awareness to start recognizing how you're thinking. And that's where being in the present moment is so very, very important. If your thoughts create things, you must start becoming aware of what you're thinking. So for many of us, especially in the West, it's difficult for us to look around at the things in our life, especially the things we don't want or the things we're unhappy with, and take responsibility and say, gee, I have been part of this creation. Somehow I have brought this into my life. In most cases, you have been completely unconscious of it, probably because you have never been taught how to manifest on purpose, or you haven't read about it or studied about it. The thing about taking responsibility for your own creation or your own life, the things about your life that you're not thrilled with, is that once you recognize that you have had a part in its creation, you also recognize that you're powerful. Powerful beyond anything you may have thought you were in the past. And now, if you can just get to that place, I encourage you to take that power and begin to create what you do want in your life. But you can't begin to do that until you take responsibility. And that's a huge step, an enormous step. So most of us have created the things that we're not happy about in our life because we're unaware that we've been doing it. And I could just give you the ABC rules of manifestation, but there's much more to it than that. So let's start with, why do you want to manifest or change your life? Why do you want a new husband or wife or partner of some kind? Why do you want to make more money? Why do you want a better car or a bigger or a better job? Probably because you believe that these things will improve the quality of your life and make you happier. And in many cases, that's true. But I want you to give this a lot of consideration, because when you begin to manifest on purpose, you start by determining what your goals are, and it's important that they are really in alignment with what you deeply want in your spirit, and that takes a little looking into. Let me give you my experience, and perhaps you can learn from me. I started as a very young girl, very young, probably around 10 years old, reading books about the universal consciousness. I was just uniquely interested. The first book I read was The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, and I started utilizing those techniques, and I found they were incredibly powerful. I found, even as a young child, that I could create what I wanted if I kept my attention solely on that goal. And I went about my life doing that in many cases, grades and boyfriends, and then eventually, and good jobs, and eventually a wonderful husband. And I, along the way, I certainly read many other books. Think and Grow Rich was one of them, and that worked for me too. I was living a life that, by all accounts, was glorious. And I had a wonderful husband, a magnificent lifestyle. And the reason I tell you this is certainly not to brag in any way, but to tell you that during one of my meditations, as I was mentally and using the manifestation techniques to create even more, I heard deeply within my soul the words, "So what?" This is important for you to understand because, unfortunately, at the time, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand that my soul was saying to me, "Lorraine, all these things are not necessarily making you happy." And I didn't listen to that voice, and I eventually got very, very sick because I continued on my path. Now, I'm not telling you this in order to tell you not to create stuff. If you want stuff, by all means, go ahead and create it. And it, in many cases, will make you happy. I'm just telling you what happened to me. So that once you do begin to manifest, what you manifest will stay. What I had manifested did not stay. I became very ill. I started reading an incredible book by Eckhart Tolle called The Power of Now. And I went to India with Deepak Chopra, who has since then become an associate and a friend. And I learned so much about being happy for me with staying in the present moment. And we will go over these tools and techniques in future weeks. So what I did is I came home, I gave up the work that I had been doing. I basically put a shingle on my door, and students started coming to me. And many of them told me their lives completely changed after those teachings. And the teaching was present moment awareness. So to make a long story rather, or shorter, I gave up manifesting. And that probably was a bit of a mistake. It would have been nice to have gotten some balance in my life at that time. And what happened was I watched my empire crumble. And once again, I found myself in an unhappy place. Since then, I have learned so much more. I have so much more to offer you. And when I say offer you, I can offer you now a way to make your life and make your dreams come true, to manifest the things that you want in life. And I can teach you how to do that in a way that it will stick, in a way that it will stay with you. And so I want you to think in terms of a garden. When you go to plant a seed, I think anybody who's ever planted any kind of a seed knows that the first thing you have to do is clean up the soil. You must get rid of the rocks. You must get rid of the twigs. You must amend that soil and work it until it's nice and fluffy and fertile, so that whatever seed you place into that soil can root and grow and withstand many, many things that come along that could possibly disturb it. And if it's a fruit tree that you're planting, you will get fruit, and that tree will bear for years and years and years. And when I talk to you about manifestation, that's what I mean. Let's manifest in a way that is so deeply rooted that we keep the very thing that we're creating in our lives, that they don't have to topple and fall. So I'd like you to learn your lesson through me, and hopefully I'm capable of doing it. So what you want to start by doing, when I talk about cleaning the soil, think of the negative thoughts that you may be carrying around in your heart, your mind, in your energy field, as the rocks and the debris in the soil. So you'll want to do a little bit of self-examination. and determine what is it that could be standing in my way. What am I unconsciously projecting that could be creating the things in my life that I don't want that are making me unhappy? And you may find you have feelings like anger or feelings of jealousy or feelings of resentment. Most of us have these feelings. It's pretty difficult to walk around in life without feeling this way from time to time. But the important thing in doing this work is to recognize what is going on with you and then begin to rid yourself of these continuous and particularly subconscious feelings and thoughts. And one of the ways to do that, one of the ways to prepare yourself, is to use something known as the witness. And I have never followed religion particularly, so if you have a religious idea of what the witness is, please discard it for purposes of this teaching. The witness, as I'm describing it to you, would be an impartial observer that you set up. You set up this feedback within yourself of a being. We all know that it's not actually a thing, but a part of your personality that will tell you what is going on in your mind, will tell you what is going on in your body. Now, this witness will speak to you, and it will speak to you the way a radio announcer used to before they came up with their own judgments. So it will simply say to you, you are feeling angry, or you are feeling hateful, or you are behaving in a hateful or angry manner, or you are feeling jealous. It will not sound like an angry mother or an angry teacher or a neighbor who didn't like you. If it sounds like that, trust me, it is not the witness. It is some sort of a judgmental part of your personality that you have grown up with that has in many cases grown and is probably a voice that, if you're like most of us, you're very familiar. So the witness is neither kind nor unkind. It is simply a reporting technique telling you what is going on with you. So let's assume, I'm going to give you a coping technique. Let's assume that you're aware of the fact that you're feeling anger or you're feeling judgment to another person or place or thing. It could be anything like that. And I want to give you one technique that is so incredibly powerful, and it's using your breath. It has been known for ages in our ancient writings that breath connects you to spirit. So if you're in a place, not driving, but if you're in a place where you can put your feet flat on the floor and you can relax, what I'd like you to do is to close your eyes. Just close your eyes and try to get in touch with the energy field within your body. Just notice what's going on inside of your body. And as you do this, I want you to take, not yet, but in a moment, I want you to take a nice deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe in through your nose, I want it to go down deep into your belly, and your belly will puff out. So as you breathe in, your belly puffs out. And as you breathe out, your belly contracts. Let's all do it together with your eyes closed, if you can. Breathing in deeply, belly puffing out, and breathing out. Belly. Once again, in deeply, puffing out, and breathing out. This technique is magnificent for helping you to tune in to what it is you may be feeling. Often we are feeling something we're not even really aware of what it is, but we feel uncomfortable or we find ourselves reacting in a way that we're not particularly proud of, or behaving in a manner that we know is not going to bring us the results that we want. This is a coping technique and a technique that will get you in touch with what you're doing. It will calm you down and get you in touch with spirit. So I encourage you to begin to use the breath, and I teach breathing techniques, have taught for years, and it's something that I will be putting more and more information about onto my website. So you can look at that later. So let's talk about breathing just for one more moment. If any of you have watched a baby breathe, especially laying in their crib, you will notice that as they breathe in, their belly rises, and as they exhale, their belly falls. It's very peaceful. It's very calm. Their shoulders are not involved at all, and normally their chest is not involved at all. So if when you take this nice deep breath, if you're finding your shoulders coming up around your ears, that's not the breath I'm talking about. You're breathing very deep into your diaphragm. So that's all down lower there. No shoulders are involved in that whatsoever. So please practice that. So let's talk, now that we've gone through that a little bit, let's talk about manifestation. If you've got clean energy and you have the witness in place and you are feeling positive, now let's begin to manifest what we want in life. And if only it was that easy. If only we could do it after 2 minutes of understanding. First, I want you to start by determining what it is that you really want out of life. Give this some serious thought. What do you want? And then write it down on a piece of paper. At first, if you're brand new at this, let's just start with one goal. If you're practiced at this, then the sky's the limit. You can do what you want. But try it in this way. I've recently started using the I Am techniques. And that is bringing me tremendously wonderful manifestations. I am manifesting just beautiful, wonderful things in my life the way I used to, only today they're going to stay. And that's what I want for you. So I'd like you to write down what you want in this manner. I am attracting, and if it's what you want, a partner, I am attracting the perfect partner into my life. Or I am enjoying a wonderful marriage with the man or woman of my dreams. Or I am enjoying perfect health. Or I am loving my beautiful new home or new car. Or whatever it is that you finally determine that is uppermost in what it is you want. What you will begin to do is to say and use the I Am manifestation techniques, and I'm going to give them to you right now. So you've clearly written down one goal, a goal that you're looking to bring into your life, and I want you to say out loud on the out-breath, I am that. And when you use the word that, your mind is pointing towards the goal that you've written down on the piece of paper. Okay? So I am that, you say on your out-breath, and on your in-breath, you say the word, I am. So once again, on the out-breath, you say the word, I am that. And that is referring to the state of affairs you want that you have written down. And on your in-breath, you say, I am. And the I am words are incredibly magical. They are the words that were given to Moses by the burning bush as the name of God, according to the Torah. And I suggest that you pick up a wonderful book by Wayne Dyer, one of my wonderful, wonderful teachers, called Wishes Fulfilled. I believe it's his most recent book, and it is just tremendous in describing to you why you would want to use the I am and how very, very powerful it is on creating your life the way you want it to be. Another fabulous book is The Moses Code by James Twyman. That gives you a slightly different perspective on the same type of thing. They still are working with the I am. I want you to remember something, though, that's so incredibly important. You do not manifest what you want. You manifest what you are. And this bears repeating. I want to say it again. You do not manifest what you want. You manifest what you are. So can you see that by projecting, I am that, pointing to what it is that you want, that you are becoming that, you are beginning to resonate with that, you are in alignment with that which you want, and then you bring it into your life. So once again, you manifest or bring into your life what you are resonating with. So I notice I've got a few callers, and I would like to answer them. How about Melvin in Georgia? Hi, Melvin. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was calling to see, was you doing readings today?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we're not doing readings today, but you should tune in to, I'm not a psychic, that's not what I do professionally, but tune in to Harriet Knight's Psychic Healing and Radio Hour on Blog Talk Radio, and you will possibly get a reading from her. She's terrific, Harriet Knight on Blog Talk.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, but I enjoyed your show.
Oh, well, good. Thank you, Melvin, for calling. Thank you. Bye-bye, Melvin. Speaking of Harriet, she's a good friend of mine, and it seems that we have her on the line. Harriet, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, Harriet.
I am. Hi, Lorraine.
I'd like to tell my audience a little bit about you. Harriet is a renowned healer, astrologer, and psychic, and she's among the best I have ever experienced. Thank you so much for calling in, Harriet.
Well, I just want to say, and people will know this now, that Lorraine Gordon is one of my mentors and one of my most significant influences in my life, and I love the teachings that you shared with us today, and The Moses Code is really an incredible book, and so I also highly recommend it to everybody who's listening, because it helps to manifest not only what you think you want in your life, but also what you need as far as peace and joy and calm and love. And so I'm so glad that you brought that up. And you're just I always say that your voice is like a gift from God, and it really is. Whenever you do meditations, I just sort of fall into it. So I'm so glad that you're on the air and you get to share your gifts with everyone. So thank you,
Harriet. Thank you so much. You know, you did bring something up that I would like to expound on, and that is manifesting peace and joy and love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked about cleaning the soil, getting rid of the rocks, and then preparing the soil for the seed, what I meant by the preparation, and I didn't go into it, so I'm glad you called, is to prepare the soil by manifesting love and peace and forgiveness and compassion. And once you have tilled that into the soil that is you, now when you plant a seed, you couldn't help but grow what it is you're looking for. There's no way you could do anything other than manifest the seed that you plant. And that's what I mean by amending your soil. How does that sound to you?
I love that, because I think what people don't realize is that if you go for go for the gold, which to me is, you know, peace, joy, love, compassion, forgiveness, all of those, then it trickles down into getting you everything else that you want. So I love what you're saying about preparing the soil by manifesting those big things, because then all the little things, you know, like cars and houses and things, which most people think are the big things, but then they'll just come because you'll have everything that you ever wanted or needed.
That's so true.
In your life.
It's so true. Thank
yeah.
you so much, Harriet. Harriet and I are writing a book together that you will be hearing about soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're both very excited about it. Thanks, Harriet. I appreciate your calling, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Lorraine. Keep it up.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. I just want to talk about something else in reference to manifestation, and that is that you want to be congruent. So let's assume you have done your work, that you really know what it is you're looking for, that you have cleaned the soil, the way we've been speaking about, that you have amended the soil by putting in the manifestations of peace and love and compassion and forgiveness, and you have planted the seed, and that is your goal, what it is you're looking to create. It's important at that point that you fertilize and water that seed. So if you find yourself, and this is where the witness comes in importantly and very handy, if you find yourself uprooting that seed by saying, I am in need, or saying the opposite of what it is you're trying to create, you're basically yanking that seed right out of the earth. And you say, I am, all day long. I am tired. I am broke. I am whatever it is. Watch your thoughts. Watch what it is you're saying. I encourage you to develop that witness, because we do use that term, I am, and that's where you are creating and very often pulling up the seed and not allowing it to grow. So I caution you to become very familiar with that. I do work privately coaching, and I have a special for people on Blog Talk Radio for only $95 for an hour. And I would be happy to talk to any of you and help you get to the root of whatever it is that you're really looking to manifest. And we can also uncover what it is that you, how it is that you could possibly be undoing that which you're planting. And I specialize in this. I also will be doing a big seminar with four other experts in their fields, metaphysical fields of healing and creation, in Del Mar the first weekend in October, and I will keep you all posted about that, and you will be able to see it on my website. My website is www.ajourneyintonow.com, and I have to tell you that at this point it is not up to snuff. I haven't been working with it lately, but I promise you I will clean it up, and all of that information will be there, as well as a way to get in touch with me should you want to. And so once again, oh, and there is one other thing, one other very important point I want you to know. When you write down that goal, whatever it is you want to create, it's important to spend some time imagining how you're going to feel once you have created that goal. So you want to close your eyes and imagine what it's going to be like in that relationship, or in that car, or with those beautiful feelings of love, or without feelings of anger, if you're feeling forgiveness. Imagine what that feels like. Make that imagination rich. Paint yourself a very clear picture. And that will help you during your I am manifestations to create that which you're looking for. You'll throw that emotional feeling into it. And it's not only an emotional feeling, it's a body feeling as well. Keep looking at Blog Talk Radio. I haven't booked my next date, but chances are it will be this time next week, Thursday at 1 o'clock. Eventually, I will be doing an hour. But I want to leave you with a quote that means so much to me. And this is a quote by Mark Twain. Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. Once again, forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. Thank you all so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you again, and please feel free to email me with any questions. Have a wonderful day. Signing off for now, this is Lorraine.